with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The mayor of New York is confirming the FBI has seized items from him as part of a campaign fundraising investigation.
An attorney for Eric Adams says the FBI approached the mayor after an event earlier this week and immediately complied with the request to turn over electronics, phones, and an iPad. Boyd Johnson says Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. The focus of the investigation hasn't been publicly disclosed by prosecutors, but a search warrant obtained by the New York Times indicated authorities are examining whether the Adams campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive donations from foreign sources funneled through straw donors. Meeting with reporters a few days ago, the mayor said he was confident everyone working for him was following the law. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it's easy to see why some Democrats are angling to replace Joe Biden as their party's presidential nominee.
He's clearly impaired. I've been saying this on the show for years. Anybody who knows Joe Biden, and I served with him, knows that he's impaired. I mean, I don't think his judgment was ever very good, but he could always put words together, and he hasn't been able to, really, since the campaign for the presidency started.
Former Senator Talent, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. All signs point to a relatively solid holiday season for America's small business owners.
Despite the encouraging news, owners of these businesses appear to have a collective anxiety about the months ahead. Americans kept up their spending over the summer, yet even as they open their wallets, consumers seem pessimistic about their finances. In turn, owners fear consumers have run through their pandemic savings and might cut back this holiday season or shop online again after years of supporting local businesses.
That report from correspondent Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. Britain State Church moves closer to a split. Here's Michael Herring.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns inside the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr., who leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. He says, quote, "I'm not really free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation." Other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely. This is SRN News. Two Florida sheriff's deputies remain hospitalized after undergoing surgery for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car. More from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says both deputies have a long road to recovery after severe leg injuries in a violent attack. He released a video of the encounter. That's a suspect whose own mother said was acting irrationally, ramming his car at full speed into responding deputies Carlos Brito and Manny Santos. Crushed by the front end of the car into a police cruiser, one of them on the ground screaming in pain as other officers try to get the suspect into custody. 28-year-old Ralph Boozy's charged with attempted murder of law enforcement. Authorities say he has a history of mental illness and violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.